out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But ain't that time, perhaps you're... Oh, I hear a weird buzz, too.
Testing.
If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever you are receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Nothing to talk about. No, nothing happening. We'll, I'll probably read some, weird, bizarre story, about a raccoon or something like that. there's a lot to talk about. I'm going to see if I can. I think the buzzing is only in our headphones, I'm going to check. Good. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Strap in and pour a bevy. We're going to be here yelling and cussing. Cuss along. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and shout out to Bristol Palin. Congrats on your new television show. She will be in MTV's 16 and Pregnant OG edition. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. She's in that. MTV
Bristol
is putting out. I think it's 16 and Pregnant or whatever, the OG edition. So now you get to check up on how everyone in the initial series of 16 and Pregnant is doing today. And I guess I'm sure everyone's just doing great. I can't imagine.
Well, that's spectacular. You know.
So, yeah. And I think Sarah Palin shows up in the show. That's the rumor. That's the buzz.
Is she the OOG?
Yes, I believe so. By the way, shout out to listener L for the hot tip.
Thanks. Cheers.
Yes.
Join us on the social medias at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang. If you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com.
Who can it be? Buy some soup.
I need a new plane.
Right. Pray for my private plane, dickhead.
Join us, everybody, in let's read the fucking headlines.
Yes.
I'm trying to find the
my mom says the show sounds okay.
Oh, okay. I think it's just in our headphone system.
Headphones. Yeah.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So motherfucking deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, September 18th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, yes.
Over to the Comedy Pinko Liberal. Headline says, Cav Pal Punts.
Right.
I won't testify.
He's not going to. Oh, the friend that was in the closet with him or whatever, or the room.
I think this is the guy that, yeah, wrote a whole book about how he was blackout drunk for a majority of his teen and college years. I think it's that dude. Let's see. Mark Judge. Yep. Mark Judge, the man who Christine. I've heard different pronunciations of Blasey, Blasey, Blasey.
Yeah,
Blasey.
I thought it was Blasey.
Christine Blasey Ford has said, she said he was in the room while Brett Kavanaugh allegedly assaulted her while they were in high school, has declined to speak.
What a fucking asshole.
Before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Well, wait, what's her name? Emily?
Christine.
Christine speaking. And she's the one that's going to get shit on by right-wing nut job media. Why yes. is this guy being such a fucking pussy?
She's going to be raked over the coals by... Well, that's it. Who's going to be... I mean, Orrin Hatch. What has he got to lose? He might as
Piece
well.
Of shit.
He was the evil fuck during the Anita Hill. Although, I got to get that drop of him saying Long Dong Silver.
You know, I listened... You know, Maddow played those excerpts from the Anita Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? Anita Hill's a hero. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
For going through that? She's a fucking hero, and so is this Christine. They don't have to do this. They're not going to get anything from this but a bunch of shit from assholes. Anita Hill's old, like 80-year-old parents had to listen to the bullshit Clarence Thomas told her or said to her about porn
Long
and shit.
Long Dong Silver.
God.
He talked about, like, boobs and stuff.
And Clarence Thomas is a pig. This Kavanaugh, he sounds like a fucking rapist to me. You know what I mean? Sounds like a fucking rapist. Whatever. I don't know. But he'll probably get confirmed. Who knows? I don't know. God, what old nightmare this Trump shit is, dude. It's like garbage people recommending garbage people recommending garbage people.
Oh, yeah. I guess people can't hear it. But you know what's weird?
Yeah. Are you talking about the buzzing?
Yeah. It's kind of happening like when I'm moving the mouse for the computer.
No,
one?
Just, yeah. Who
what
knows?
Is going on here?
It's fucked up. Is that your wireless mouse?
No.
Oh, okay.
It'd be wired.
It's wired.
So Mark Judge is saying that, I mean, the Democrats had called him in, but in a statement to the committee chairman, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, Judge claimed that he has no memory of the incident. And declined to speak publicly.
No memory.
About the allegation.
What a fucking liar.
The interesting thing is, I think the story is that Kavanaugh told, is it Orrin Hatch? But he told one of those senators that he didn't even go to that party. Not, I don't remember, which would probably be the smartest thing. Like, I would never do anything like that. I don't remember the specific party. It was high school.
Right.
I drank a lot. I went to a lot of parties.
But you know he remembers what happened.
That would be my wager.
Of course he does. Yeah. Fucking course he does. I mean, you know, the days of doubting whether or not a lot of these white guy Republicans are abusers, rapists, that's in the past. Now you just believe these women. Because fuck this party. You know what I mean?
Fuck this party.
I mean, why? I mean, come on. Donald Trump wanted Roy Moore to be senator. Donald Trump wants this guy to be a SCOTUS. It makes sense that he's a rapist.
So that's the headline there. We got more on this Kavanaugh bullshit.
A piece of fucking shit.
It's just, I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think this may be their the moment where the Republicans have to decide if they want to die on Trump Moob Hill.
To me, you've already died, though. Because to me...
Well, I have. But
yeah,
I mean,
to me, the thing would be, if you're even considering this guy still, well, then you've already failed as a human being. You failed. That means you're trying to figure out whether or not you can stomach a rapist on the Supreme Court.
Well, you're trying to save your own ass.
Yeah.
And I saw an article that said...
Disgusting.
That I think kind of nailed it, that said basically... The Republicans now need to decide whether they want to be the party of the law,
yeah,
or the party of owning the libs.
They're the party of rape.
Owning the libs. And that's the one of the things. There's people out there posting, I don't care if it's true. Fuck them. It'll drive the libtards crazy. It'll be great. Oh, God. Can't wait for him to be approved.
I mean, that the Republicans have already established who they are. They're the party of rape, of racism, of elitism, tax cuts for the rich. That's who they are. They're the party of abusers, of punching down.
Yes.
Their president made fun of that guy with a disability. Their president says the R word in the fucking White House.
I've got that's the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
That's who they are.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm a pioneer.
I mean, there's a lot of mystery.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
Never fails to make you laugh.
Yes.
Pretty sad now.
Right.
His hits on his website are plummeting, and it's probably got a lot of horny goat weed piling up.
What's he do with all that shit?
In the back, yeah. And coenzyme Q73 with colloidal silver. over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
The headline there beeth, Will She, Won't She? A photograph of the alleged victim.
Yeah.
Of Kavanaugh. Well, and then, they're saying, even the apologists were like, well, it happened so long ago. And there was a great post about, it was from an African-American person who said, hey, stop with your infantilizing white men. Oh, he was 17. He didn't know what he was doing. Who didn't get drunk and try to rape a girl when you're 17?
Most people. Most people.
And
God damn, he was 17.
Yeah. And at some fuckwit old prep school, some rich kid
entitled
prep school. I should talk. I went to a private Catholic school.
Well,
not a prep school though.
Yeah. There was bad shit going on there too.
Probably, but I don't think there were any big, no big scandals like at my grammar school.
Oh yeah. Oh God. Fuck these Catholics.
No top 10 diddlers like St. Cajetan's did in Chicago.
Catholics, man.
The woman accused, who has accused at Donald Trump, Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault decades ago, has not yet agreed to testify. She's keeping him hanging.
Right.
The Republicans are in a great place for us to watch them squeal and twist because they really know this ain't 1991 no more.
Right.
And
it's 1950.
And it's not going to work. Well, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because already Orrin Hatch is getting his ass handed to him everywhere for saying, I think she's mixed up.
She's mixed up?
I think she's mixed up. I know. All right, I know Brett Kavanaugh. He's an honest, great man. He's great.
Well, Orrin, what if he tried to rape you? What if he tried to rape you and hold you down, cover
I'd
your
feel
mouth?
Privileged.
What if you
privileged.
Felt, what if you felt like he was going to kill you?
I'm going to get my own planet.
Yeah.
Soon.
Right. He's a stupid Mormon. That's right. I get it. I have magic underwears.
We never really talked about that whole planet thing. We never got that far. We
well, it's bananas. They think they die and inherit a fucking planet.
I think so, but only like 100,000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you...
I don't know.
You got a race to be the top Mormon. It's like Survivor.
You know, that Christine, she said she thought she was going to die when Kavanaugh was attacking her.
He was so drunk and holding her mouth closed and ripping her clothes off of her.
What if it were... God, Orrin, what if it was your wife, your daughter? Would you give a fuck? Maybe not. You're a whacked out Mormon and you guys have fucked up views of women.
Sister wife, right?
Yeah, a bunch of crazy shit.
So that's the question over at the Drudge Report. Will she testify? Won't she? I'm assuming she I don't know. I mean, her name's already out there, so
she's a hero.
Yeah, she's brave.
She's a hero. Brave, I mean, brave, she brave. Is getting raked over the. I mean, even just by dipshits on social media, like, well, you waited 30 to 40 years to bring this up.
Oh, I saw a couple different articles where the basic theme was, I went and found the top five worst responses, and I really am sick for humanity. It's that kind of, it just is so horrible, the responses from, you know, conservatives and good Christian, God-fearing.
Oh, yes.
They're unreal.
Yeah. Take your God, shove it up your ass. Be kind to humans. How's that?
It's a Jesus suppository, apparently.
It really is. It's insane.
So those are the headlines.
Right.
Today.
Yes.
This lovely Tuesday.
Right.
Which I had to look up.
Oh, the day of the week.
Every day is equally as wonderful, so. I don't think anybody else could hear
that.
Oh,
yeah.
We just had a sound blast.
Oh, okay.
There's a fuck ton going on, but
there's a fuck ton of news.
I mean,
baby.
We can't, you know, be in this show. We got to start with a quote.
Yes,
from this is from an upcoming book that says, "I lay there annoyed that I was getting fucked by a guy with Yeti pubes and a dick like the mushroom character in Mario Kart."
Oh my God.
It may have been the least impressive sex I'd ever had.
Oh my God.
But clearly he didn't share that opinion. I was fabulous.
The least impressive sex I've ever had. Oh God, Donald, that's in a book about you.
Oh, and you know, he can't not address it. I can't imagine him not addressing it. He did during the fucking primaries with Mario and the Mario and the hands.
Yeti pubes?
Little Mario.
Yeah.
Marco, I mean. Marco and the pubes.
Mario, you get Mario Kart.
Right. I'm thinking Mario Kart and Marco.
I don't know Mario Kart. I had to figure out what that was. I guess his dick looks like a mushroom in a vest.
One of the little characters who
he doesn't look like Yoshi.
Let me see if it's still trending.
Hey, God damn. What book is this, by the way?
Half of them.
What book is this?
This is Stormy's upcoming book.
Damn. That's not in Fear. That's not in Woodward's book.
Well, right now, apparently, Bert and Ernie are dominating the airwaves.
Oh yeah, they're gay.
Over at well, a shocker.
Good for them.
And that's going to drive. I'm sure that's why they're trending. I'm sure the conservatives are upsetty pants about that.
Well, Sesame Street has been on the right side of a lot of social issues, right?
Didn't well, sure.
They had a character in Africa that had HIV.
Yes.
You know.
They had black people that they were nice to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Back in the 70s.
I mean, most of the characters, God, if I'm thinking of Sesame Street, most of the characters back in the day were black. Gordon was the main adult, right?
Yeah.
And, shit, I can't remember any of the other characters that were human.
Mr. Hooper? Or...
I remember when he died. That was sad.
Sad.
Yep.
And George Stephanopoulos.
Right.
Hey, Bird.
Hey, Bill Clinton.
But trending for most of the day was Mario Kart. And the character, the Toad is his name.
Oh, yes.
He's the little guy running around with the mushroom head.
Got that Trump dick, baby!
Cool. So... this is from Vice, I'm reading.
Yes.
President Donald Trump suffers from a toadstool-shaped penis.
Suffers?
And is blighted by Yeti pubes, which...
I am blighted by Yeti pubes!
Ryan and I have discussed offline...
Crab diving, offline, motherfucking conversation.
As to what that really is.
Horrible.
What is the... What and...
a snowman.
It's they've got to be gray. Not only are they unkempt and wild and 70s bush, but they're also 70-year-old man bush. But it's also apparently now we know he doesn't dye his pubes because the Yeti is the abominable snowman.
Right,
it's not
that's
just
true.
Your average everyday old
snowman.
Bigfoot.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's
he doesn't have Yeti dick.
It's he's got Yeti pubes.
That's different.
And a little
he's got a Mario Kart.
Well,
cock.
she gets more specific about his ween.
Oh God, Donald, you fucking lunatic idiot.
The Guardian got a early copy of her tell-all memoir, Disclosure.
Ooh.
The book covers Daniels' entire life. Pre-order that shit on crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go to Amazon.
Make us rich.
The book covers her entire life from growing up in Baton Rouge as Stephanie Clifford to her rise through the porn industry to her claim that she had an affair with then-businessman Trump in 2006.
Yes.
Her book is due to land October 2nd, with the release of early excerpts coming weeks after the White House was forced to deal with revelations of Bob Woodward's book.
Right.
So this is like, you know, every couple of weeks now we're getting a book. Omarosa's book was 2 weeks before Bob Woodward's. 2 weeks before that was, David Korn's and that other guy about Russia.
I found a silver lining to this fascist fucknut being president. He's improving our reading levels. He's improving the collective reading level of America. He's giving us shit to read. Thank you, Donald. How's Fear, by the way?
It's good. Fear is appropriate.
Right.
It's a shit show. I mean, it's you're hearing specifics and getting like great quotes and shit about stuff that you kind of knew happened, but there's other stuff that I didn't know. Like I didn't know that Condi Rice was teed up to take VP,
right?
When they pushed Trump out after the pussy tape.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mike Pence was going to ride the cloud of the Lord into into the top spot.
Hillary would have beaten Mike Pence.
Oh, surely.
Come on, surely.
Quote, small, but not freakishly small, is his penis.
Thank you. Small, but not freakishly small, Yeti pubes, Yoshi dick. No, wait. No, Toad.
Quote,
Toad is the name.
He knows he has an unusual penis. It has a huge mushroom head like a toadstool.
He knows it. Does he say, he's like, listen, before I take this fucker out, it's weird, okay? I'm just telling you.
Toad's going to hop in the cave. Daniels describes how she was disgusted with herself for getting into that situation.
I'm a Yeti.
When she was having sex with Trump, I lay there annoyed that I was getting fucked by, this is the quote, a guy with Yeti pubes and a dick like the mushroom character in Mario Kart.
I'm getting banged by a soft, tiny-handed Yeti dick.
This other part is weird also,
okay.
Because she says that, you know, we've got the story of how after Toad went caving, they were sitting there watching Shark Week.
Okay.
Right?
We've got
that story.
I remember that.
But
I hate sharks.
Now she says that during the show, Trump took a phone call
during Shark Week
from none other than Hillary Rodham Clinton, who at that time was running against Barack Hussein Obama.
And he was
in the primary
post-coitus from Stormy, correct?
I'm
while watching Shark Week, he just banged Stormy Daniels, no condom, leans back, watches, I don't know, these idiots, the Shark Week.
Toad threw up in the cave.
Yes. Shark Week is just like idiots sticking their hands out of shark cages trying to feed sharks, right? That's Shark Week.
Well,
these big mutant sharks come up and I mean, come on.
Some more. It's far more than that. They're amazing creatures.
I think they're amazing creatures. I'm just saying Shark Week sensationalizes sharks.
Of course. Of course.
I mean, you know, it's all bullshit.
If they didn't eat people, nobody would give a fuck.
Nobody's
watching Carp Week.
Yeah, that's true. And Trump is sitting there thinking, why do we have these sharks? Why don't we just kill them all? Ring-a-ding-ding. Hi, Hillary. That is bizarre.
Well, you know, it is. And she says, to make it crazier, Hillary Clinton called. He had this whole conversation with her about the race, repeatedly mentioning our plan. So apparently Trump was way into beating the black guy in the primary. And that was in 2007 when he was still... big buds with the
Obama was
Trump
still. Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Trump. Yeah. He was still buds with the Clintons,
right? Do you think he just wanted to not have a black person be president?
I'm sure he was way into that. Our plan. You know, he kept discussing our plan.
You know the disgusting thing about Donald. I mean, there's racism is disgusting. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or whatever. But my God, this guy had everything handed to him. He has every opportunity. Sure. He wants for nothing, but yet he's just vile and hateful.
And look at Don Jr.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Right from the.
What has he done? I mean.
Butthole.
What has he done? Hey, Don Jr., what have you done during your dad's presidency that you're proud of?
I'm fucking Kimberly Guilfoyle.
God damn. Oh, what a bunch of leches. Lecherous dickbags.
I cheated on my wife who just had a baby, just like dad taught me.
Right. I mean, you know, God, I can't imagine anybody loving Don Jr. I can't imagine your wife was into you, Don. I'm sorry.
Stormy says that Hillary Clinton couldn't distract him from the sharks, though. Quote, even while he was on the phone with Hillary, his attention kept going back to the shark.
What the fuck? Didn't he have a DVR? So couldn't he pause it?
There's how we saved the country.
Sharks?
Start putting shark shit up instead of fucking Deucey.
Right. I don't know.
Hey, Mr. President. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Are we saving this country? Or do we at some point just jump off and swim to some other island?
Eventually, our show's going to be so boring.
Right.
I look forward to it. to the rest.
Yes, I don't know.
Other shit we learned is that she...
was he eating something? I mean, it's just
she
weird.
Claims...
It's just weird. He's leaning back, watching Shark Week, on the phone with Hillary...
Probably wearing the big fluffy white robe.
Yeah.
Little mushroom head popping out.
And just like waxing on about these fucking sharks. Oh, God.
Hold on, Hillary.
I hate the great whites. Oh, I love them.
She also claims that Trump, she kept answering his calls after that in the hope that he would follow through on his promise to put her in The Apprentice. Remember, he promised the porn star... That she could be on The Apprentice.
I misunderstood. I thought you meant he promised Hillary that she could be on The Apprentice.
No, yeah, you can. You're fired.
God damn.
Hillary, you're fired. Oh, I'd rather have Obama. Are you kidding me? You're fired. I want to rehire him and fire him every week.
You know what would be awesome? Hey, Obama, I'd like you to be I'd like you to run as Michelle's running mate. That's what I would like, but who cares?
Yeah, be Secretary of State.
Really?
Don't you think? Let him. No, Supreme Court.
Here's what I want.
Put Barack.
Yes.
That's what they were talking about. If Hillary won, that name was floated out there.
There's no way you couldn't confirm him.
And there's no way that fucking Republicans couldn't confirm him.
I mean, they're confirming this rapist guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle Obama has to be president. Eric Holder, vice president. Right?
Yeah, there's so many, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cory Booker is cool. Yeah. He's really good.
Right. Eric Holder's so mean. I want mean people to punish these Republicans.
Well, that's why you have him as your VP. I heard Sherrod Brown again on telly the other day, and I was just like, God fucking damn it. If she had just picked Sherrod Brown They would have won Ohio, and we wouldn't be, we'd be talking about ducks fucking or something.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Democrats, if you win a shit ton in, you know, November, if there's a big blue wave, stay mad, stay angry.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get revenge on these fucking Republicans for what they did to this fucking country.
We got to keep the pummeling going.
Yeah, beat them into submission.
2020, just flush. Flush them out of the system.
Drive these races back into the fucking woods, baby.
Super majorities. Medicare for everybody.
Let's, yeah.
Oh, my God. How about a $15? It should be a $27. $15 an hour minimum wage.
Yeah.
You want to make America great again.
You want to put, you want to stimulate the economy. Pay people more, you motherfuckers.
Tax the fuck out of people like Trump.
I mean, we've talked about this. All of a sudden, everybody on minimum wage is now making $15 an hour working at Walmart. Are they taking their extra money and shoving it into weird bank accounts?
Oh, in the Caymans. Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, yeah. No, that money's going to go back in the goddamn economy.
That's why all that money going to the rich fucks is a waste and is killing society.
It's, that's how trickle down works. You give it to people that need, people that need the money, money. God.
Yeah.
You cunts.
We agree it should trickle down, but apparently we're going to have to make it trickle down. By taxing the fuck out of you and regulating the hell out of you.
Yes. Can we make a rule, too, that no fucking creepy racist rapist fucks get nominated or elected in our fucking government? Well, can we have that?
I think the issue of showing tax returns is probably definitely going to come up, that Congress is going to pass a law
of
some sort. I mean, this is assuming we get adults. Right there, and they finally tell the T fucks, the freedom fucks,
burn
to
in
fuck
hell.
The fuck fucking off,
burn in hell, a hell that I'm sad doesn't exist for you, and fuck off, evangelicals, suck a cock.
She said Stephanie Daniels, Stormy, claims that she kept answering Trump's phone calls in the hope that he would follow through on that promise to put her on The Apprentice. She claims that he. This sounds so Trumpian.
Right.
He even promised to rig the show so she could stay longer. Look, we'll figure out a way to get you the challenges beforehand, and we can devise your technique.
Oh, my God.
She said, he said.
Yes.
He was going to have me cheat, and it was 100% his idea.
The guy's even cheating on a stupid fucking reality show. What a loser.
Shark week.
Why don't you put a shark on The Apprentice, you dickhead? That might be kind of fun.
So that's it. Stormy Daniels book. Pre-order that shit.
I wonder what his favorite shark is.
I like the hammerhead.
He's sitting there. He's sitting there in his robe.
I like the mushroom head shark.
His weird little fucking penis is hanging out in his Yeti bush. Oh, God damn.
God.
How fun.
She says she's grossed out now, even thinking about it. She describes her reaction to seeing Trump on TV for years after she had slept with him.
She throws up.
It's not exactly a fond memory. Quote, I had sex with that, I'd say to myself.
With that?
Ugh.
How did she describe it, though? The least impressive or something like that?
It may have been the least impressive sex I had ever had, but clearly he didn't share that opinion.
Oh, yes.
Are you
amazing.
Okay? Are you all right? I knew I probably wrecked your world.
I'm fantastic. I'm phenomenal. Superlatives. Superlatives.
My wife just had a baby.
Your wife hates you. How do you think Melania feels? Everybody's talking about your mushroom dick today, you dickhead.
She's probably laughing.
She didn't give a fuck.
They know about your tiny little mushroom dick, you fucking asshole.
Oh, God.
That will never touch me again.
Right. Hey, Melania, how's all your FLOTUS shit going? How's that cyberbullying bullshit?
She's doing great job.
On?
Great job.
Good job.
Let's check Donnie's let's check Donnie's tweet feed.
His Twitter.
God, imagine his tweets from prison.
Oh, yes.
Today it was, big deal. He had the president of Poland today, who Trump's little toadstool was dancing because
he's a fascist, right?
He's a big old fascist. Yeah. This is the guy that the people of Poland had to take to the streets,
right,
in the millions to keep him from saying, we don't need that Supreme Court telling us what's legal and not. How does that sound familiar?
Huh? Oh, shit. Well, hey, leader of Poland, just put a bunch of rapists on there. They'll do whatever you fucking want. A bunch of sycophants.
Then he said, today I took action to strengthen our nation's defenses against biological threats.
Oh, I saw this.
For the first time in history, the federal government has a national biodefense strategy.
Yeah.
To address the full range of biological threats.
Bullshit. Bullshit. I read about this. I tweeted about this shit. I was like, what's his angle? What's his fucking angle?
Well, John Bolton's standing next to him, so it's probably like, you know, we got a court order to round up all the homosexuals and with the AIDS, that the biological threat they're carrying. Yeah. So
yeah, no shit. And also, I saw he nominated some guy he appointed to run the fucking thing. I just assume their angle is to privatize some part of this to make some fucking money.
Yeah, sure.
Because, like, pillage. Are we supposed to believe? Nick, could you review all the scandals that we've been through? You can't.
It's exhausting.
That he's going to
not. Got a new one. The FEMA guys.
Oh, yeah. Brock Turner.
Referred for crime. Referred.
Brock Long.
For.
Brock Turner is the rapist dude, right? Remember that guy?
The college kid that was raping a girl because she passed out.
This is another shitty Brock. God damn.
Thank you to our great Coast Guard.
Thanks, you know.
Right now, oh God, this is so sad. Right now, 6 hours ago.
Right.
Right now, everybody is saying what a great job we are doing with the Hurricane Florence, and they are 100% correct, but don't be fooled. We predicted this tweet the other day.
Yeah.
When I said, when is he going to say, oh, you know, 30 people died, but the Democrats are going to say it was 10,000.
God.
Here he says, don't be fooled. At some point in the near future, the Democrats will start ranting .. that FEMA, our military, and our first responders, who are all unbelievable, are a disaster and not doing a good job. This will be a total lie, but that's what they do. And everybody knows it.
Don't believe what you hear and don't believe what you see. That's right. What he's saying. This is fucking fascism.
Ignore that person floating face down.
How many people died in, how many deaths from Maria down in
Puerto Rico?
3,000.
And probably a low ball.
Right.
How many are still dying?
People are going to die from this storm.
Well, right.
Some of the rivers haven't crested, right?
Well, and apparently, if you're hanging around, you're walking around in like pig shit and coal ash.
And snakes. Don't forget snakes.
And snakes.
There are snakes all in that motherfucker. Snakes are horrible.
Here it is. This is from Vice.
Yes.
Hurricane Florence is turning North Carolina into a toxic stew of pig poop, sewage, and coal ash.
Yay. So, like, what
about... Come stay in North Carolina.
What about any... I wonder if any of that shit could have been regulated better.
Coal ash is Duke Energy.
Oh, okay.
Duke Energy, former fucking governor of the state of North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Whose name escapeth me right now. But he was the CEO of Duke Energy.
Is he check my dick?
Who then got elected to be the governor. And then somehow some legislation got passed that was like, go ahead and dump that shit in the river. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
And then there was another thing where Duke got caught and somehow they got millions of dollars in fines whittled down to like $50,000 or something ridiculous like that. Just a coincidence.
Right. Right. Wasn't that guy, was he the check my dick dude? The guy wanted to check your dick?
Yep.
Damn, guys. When do people stop voting for Republicans? I mean, God, say whatever you want about the Democrats. Yeah, there's corruption here and there, I'm sure. Whatever. But Jesus Christ, mean, these guys don't give. They're craven.
Yeah.
And now look, you got a fucking disaster. You got pig shit everywhere. This fucking coal ash.
Pat McCrory.
No, right. He's a shitbag.
Was the asshole.
When do people in the South, when are you guys going to start electing people that don't fucking suck?
Well, he was so horrible, they elected a Democrat.
Yeah.
And remember the America-hating, democracy-hating Republicans who still had control of the legislature in North Carolina voted to take all power, basically, away from the governor. Take a lot of the powers. Everything
right.
they could. They went and passed a law in the middle of the night that they stripped the governor of, like, he couldn't appoint people on certain boards.
Good God.
Made him a ribbon cutter. And he took that shit to the courts, and they lost.
Dude, the Republicans, all they want to do is get in there and make their rich friends richer. They want tax breaks for the rich.
Right. And they're trying to do it really quickly
now. Regulations to save you money.
Look what their priority is in the House. Because they know they're going to get donkey fucked.
The party's nearly over
in November.
Hopefully,
and their priority right now is tax cuts, more tax cuts for the rich.
They're getting donkey fucked. Some donkey's like, why is that a bad thing?
But I mean, Democrats.
How dare you?
A
Democrat is a donkey.
They're getting donkey fucked in November.
Oh, I got you.
It's a good thing.
Now we're currently getting elephant fucked.
Finally, a donkey's getting some.
Right. Because these elephants got to stop fucking, okay?
Right. They've been fucking the real young donkeys.
Yeah.
The 40 inches of rain, hurricane. And by the way, I think it may just now or soon. They're saying one of the rivers is just now going to crest.
Shit.
One of the rivers that's already like 10 feet over its flood level,
right,
and
right.
the whole town is submerged, is going to get higher after all this rain and shit.
But the good thing is the storms shouldn't be as bad as after this one, right? The storms won't be as bad.
Oh, no, no, no. And don't worry about the pig shit.
Oh, yes.
The 40 inches of rain Hurricane Florence has dumped on North Carolina is leaving a trail of industrial waste as runoff from coal ash pits, inundated sewage systems, and feces from dozens of hog farms pours into rivers, lakes, and neighborhoods.
So what water are you going to drink?
What's your house going to smell like when you come home?
It's covered in pig shit.
North Carolina is home to the densest population of hogs. We need to
be vegetarians.
Figure out how to be vegetarian.
Just figure
it's
out,
just,
man.
It's better for the environment. The hogs will appreciate it.
You know what? You ever go to this? There's this cafe in Pensacola called.
They got
to
make bacon.
Oh yeah, but no
substitute.
End of Line Cafe.
Yeah,
their shit is so good. It tastes like meat. Meat.
Dude, I saw something the other day about some new company that supposedly is making burgers that really absolutely taste like real burgers.
Oh yeah.
They went all chemical instead of. You know, like they chemically analyze the flavors of and the textures and everything.
Shot that shit into tofu.
There you go.
Right.
Seaweed. North Carolina has 2,100 hog farms producing an estimated 40 million gallons of hog shit a day.
Oh, my God. See, like the vegetarian thing's better for the environment.
Oh, most of which, and see, we don't think about this, most of which ends up being stored in 3,000-plus open-pit earthen basins known as lagoons. They're just big shit lagoons.
An earthen basin, it's just a hole. It's just
a
pond,
it's,
right?
It's water full of pig shit and poop.
Well, now it's just all over the place.
Before Florence made landfall, hog farms had been frantically trying to lower the level of those lagoons by spraying the waste on fields.
Okay.
But as of noon Tuesday, 4 hog lagoons in the hurricane area had been breached. 13 overflowed.
Ugh.
9 were inundated.
Yes.
Another 55 were at or almost at capacity and in danger of overflowing.
Oh, shit. Literally.
Oh,
God, that's horrible, man.
What an interesting name. Sacoby, S-A-C-O-B-Y, Wilson.
Why can't you just burn this
Sacoby?
Shit?
Sacoby?
Sacoby. Why can't you just burn this shit instead of keeping it?
Well, I think they probably, it sounds like they may use it for fertilizer. Maybe they sell it for fertilizer.
Oh, God.
Sacoby Wilson or Sackoby. Sack. Probably Sackoby.
Probably Sack.
Professor of Public Health at University of Maryland says you basically have a toxic soup for people who live in close proximity to those lagoons. All of these contaminants that are in the big hog lagoons, like Salmonella, Giardia, and E. coli, can get into the waterways.
Yay!
And infect people trying to get out.
Oh, shit.
The lagoons also contain large amounts of nitrogen and phosphorus, which the farmers spray as fertilizer onto nearby fields.
Does that matter?
In excess, these nutrients are also a primary contributor to algae blooms.
Okay.
And so-called dead zones, which are large areas with such low levels of oxygen that animals can't survive.
Oh, my God. Wait, so this is a negative report. This is negative.
Some, like the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, are so big that it can be seen from space.
So, like, a fish can't live in the fucking...
The water has such a low oxygen level from algae blooms.
Blast that, some fucking oxygen in there. You can't do that? Damn.
This is a horror scene.
Yeah. We gotta be vegetarians, man.
The latest line that somebody wrote for Al Gore to say spontaneously on TV... was every time you turn on the TV, it looks like a scene from the apocalypse. He's talking about the all the storms and everything.
It looked like Game of Thrones. Tipper, or did he divorce Tipper?
Oh, long time ago. Yeah.
Okay. Well, shit. Sorry, Al.
After he got that hand job from the the masseuse, right?
Don't worry about. Hey, just throw that towel to the side.
You don't have no blue dress on, do you?
I'll take that. I got a dick like Yoshi, not Toad. You think he's got a Toad dick?
A Yoshi dick?
Yeah, turtle. I don't know. Is it Yoshi the turtle?
No, Yoshi's the little dragon.
No, I got a dragon.
I got a dragon
dick. I got Yeti.
Spits fire. You run. I believe that of Trump. The nitrogen from agricultural runoff is also a primary contributor.
Woo.
To dangerous levels of nitrate in drinking water in parts of the U.S., which has been linked. Oh, great. To different kinds of cancers and blue baby syndrome.
Blue baby? What the fuck is that?
I'm assuming it's not good. A potentially fatal infant condition.
Okay, that's bad.
And things could still get worse, it says.
Oh, okay.
Duplin County, North Carolina.
Fuck you, boy!
Which has the highest density of hogs in the state.
Yay! Perfect.
Is bisected by the Cape Fear River, which is forecast to reach major flood levels. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Today, right. With a crest of 62.3 feet, during Hurricane Matthew, the Cape Fear River inundated 14 hog waste lagoons. At that point, it crested at 58 feet. They're thinking 4 to 5 feet higher today sometime.
Okay. God, that sucks. Why couldn't you... No way. We need some laser where you can just evaporate shit. I swear to God, I've seen that in movies.
Well, and here's you know? Another thing we agree with. This is the profits. Save money. Michelle Nolan, a law professor at Duke, said, North Carolina gets hurricanes and floods every year. I question the wisdom of having a disposal method that is so vulnerable to the types of weather events that we have in this region.
Well, no shit.
Potentially catastrophic effects. Yeah. How about, can we think of something else to do besides...
Are they talking about the shit?
Giant lagoons? Shit pits? Yeah.
God, you're right. Why don't we have a better idea?
It costs too much money.
It costs too much? I'm walking around in fucking shit water.
What about my boat? What about my... what about my bank account in the Caymans?
Hey, let me tell you about your bank account in the Caymans. You're dying of Giardia or fucking shit water. You're drinking shit water. You got cancer. I don't know. What else do you get from this? You got E. coli.
And these, you know, these corporate hog farms ain't mom and pop orgs.
Oh, right. But what is all this shit worth? What is all this money worth? We're walking around in streams of E. coli and Giardia, yeah, whatever the fuck. Because you're saving money? Fuck this.
Give you me know, my... the CEO of Hog Farm Limited ain't living anywhere near this stuff. See,
that's a thing. He's not, right? Are you sure? Of course he's not. Fuck this! We gotta rise up!
The, not just hog waste is the threat. On...
We're letting rich people pour hog waste over where we live! What the fuck is our fucking problem? Fuck this
shit.
Well,
look at Flint. I mean, yeah, seriously, if you want to work up a good rage, you know, besides listening to us every day, if you want to work up a good rage, watch that the town hall that Chris Hayes did on MSNBC with Moore.
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore and the people of Flint. And holy fucking shit, you just want to grab pitchforks and torches and be,
dude,
like, why are these people still drinking bottled water 4 years later?
I'll tell you why.
4 years later.
Those people are poor and those people are black.
Exactly. And the decision was made by an unelected city manager who said, we're going to save a couple of dollars and you're going to drink out of this river. And they said, when they rerouted the water from that river, people were like, you can look in this river and no, you shouldn't be drinking this shit.
You know, I'm trying to think of a...
And it ate the pipes. That was the problem. It was so acidic that it leached the lead out of the pipes. And now you've got kids with permanent learning disabilities.
And you know, the
great job, Republicans.
Yes, and the fucking thing is, if it had happened somewhere else, like, say, Royal Oaks, that's a nice area in Michigan, it wouldn't have happened.
Right.
It wouldn't happen where there are rich white people living. Where there are rich lily-white kids, it wouldn't have fucking happened.
The instant somebody found that,
they would have fixed it.
It would be 911.
They would have fixed it.
And I think she's a pediatrician who found, like, did her own research and was like, look at all these kids that have these really weird high lead levels.
Right, right.
She took it to the people she should, and they were like, shh. Don't worry about it. Didn't they fudge the numbers we found out? Now people are going to jail. Like, there's a pretty high poobah. It ain't the governor.
Governor Snyder should go to fucking jail, right?
That fuck should go to jail. But it is a pretty high poobah in the system. That's like their health czar or their health, the guy that was in charge. Somebody is being tried for like a felony.
I mean, just think about this. That's racism in this country. Not enough. You're right. There's racism in this country. These cops, they don't care about people like Laquan McDonald. They shot him to death. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about the people in Flint because they're black. That's why.
All right.
We're letting all these rich people coat us in shit. They're literally coating people in shit.
Also people shit because sewage treatment plants failed.
Yeah.
And pumped 5 million gallons of partially treated sewage.
Partially treated.
Anything above 1,000 gallons is considered significant. 5 million gallons.
God, I got in the refrigerator in there, there's a half gallon of milk. How many gallons of shit?
5 million. Partial shit.
What does that mean? Explain to me how I am supposed to look upon water that's been partially treated. Partially treated shit water. Is there still shit in it?
It goes through stages.
It's either treated.
It goes through different filtration stages depending on the system they're using.
Well,
and it probably had gone through one
or
two and hadn't gone through all of them.
Well, whichever scientist said partially treated, I take issue. It's either shit water or it's not shit water, right?
There have been reports of raw sewage leaking from manholes.
My manhole. I'm sorry. Oh, God. It's our infrastructure. This is 2018.
And then we have coal ash.
Oh, okay.
Coal ash landfill owned by
Duke Energy. Is coal ash bad? Is it worse than shit?
It's bad.
Why?
It's toxic. Mercury, heavy metals, toxins like mercury and arsenic.
What good is our... Hey.
That's the stuff that Chicago is still battling the fucking Koch brothers over. Because you go over to the east side and along the river there, it smells nasty as fuck because they have mounds and mounds of coal ash they just dump there. And they finally passed some legislation to get these fucking Koch brothers to clean that shit up.
Yes.
And the Koch brothers gave them the finger and took them to court, you know, because libertarian and everything.
Fuck you.
We don't abide by your laws. We're rich. We're billionaires. Right. We can pollute where we want as long as we're making profit.
What the fuck, man?
But what I think they're finally cleaning that shit up now.
This is trickle down. This is the only trickle down I'm familiar with. The shit trickles down and it coats all the poor people.
And how about
a fucking storm?
And Trump wants more coal. He wants us burning more coal, which is what creates coal ash.
Yeah. God.
It's clean, though, but it's clean.
Just watch Shark Week, you dickhead. Keep watching Shark Week.
We'll give it to poor people as soap.
Yes.
It's clean.
Right. This is nuts.
It's already collapsed twice, once on Saturday, once on Monday.
What collapsed?
The landfill owned by Duke Energy at the Sutton Power Station near Wilmington. Right. Spilling at least 2,000 cubic yards of coal ash, enough to fill 150 dump trucks.
That seems like a shit ton.
And sent stormwater contaminated with coal ash toxins into a nearby lake.
So, what good is, damn, if this is what is happening to the environment after one of these storms, what good is our infrastructure? You can't live there.
Here's one of the stories. Coal ash pits in 2014.
Yes.
One of them on the Dan River released 39,000 tons of coal.
Oh, God. That's a lot.
They pled guilty in 2015 to criminal violations against the Clean Water Act. They were fined $25 million, the state's largest ever fine.
Right.
Repairs at that site are still ongoing now when Florence hit the repairs.
Why are they?
We're still working on it three years later.
Bullshit. 3 years. Three fucking years.
And meanwhile, they plead guilty and they're fined 25. I think that was the one that was lowered. I'm going to have to look it up.
Oh, they lowered the fine.
I think. But regardless, $25 million to an energy company like that?
Yeah. Well, at least the EPA is looking out for us.
Right.
What good is the government? I mean, just listening to this story, there is...
Worthless
What good is a government if they can't keep me from being covered with shit because of a hurricane?
Yeah, how about not killing people with lead in the water?
Yeah.
It's just basics.
The problem is these damn T-fucks.
And then no health care.
Oh, yeah.
After you poison us, you're stuck with the water bills, which are still exorbitant. They're still charging crazy water bills for your lead-tainted water in Flint.
You got to be shitting me.
No.
That's crazy. That is fucked up. And it's a shame it happened to poor black people because they're not going to fix it because of that. Because of that.
Right. We'll see.
If it was a nice neighborhood in Chicago or a fucking
Michigan
rich,
may have
affluent
a blue
neighborhood
wave
somewhere.
Too.
If it was Beverly Hills, they would have fixed that shit. They would have figured a way to fix it.
Yeah. The government. They would have gotten the government to fix it. They wouldn't have. That's when they get all socialist.
Our government.
And they whip their, we're rich, take care of us. You think Duke Energy is going to pay for all this coal ash in the lake next door now and all that stuff? They're going to be like, no, it's an act of God with the hurricane. You can't expect us to.
I mean, really, their CEO and their board of directors, they should be arrested. They should be arrested.
Or pay for it.
Yes.
Pay for the cleanup.
Clean it up, motherfuckers.
And from now on, all your houses are near these.
Yes, See, that would solve all of these problems.
Yep.
If you had these guys live near the pig shit lagoon.
Yeah, or frack. You want to frack, motherfucker?
Do it in
your
front
house
yard.
Is right there.
Do it in your
Drink
front yard,
Drink that water,
bitch. You should say bitch, too.
Yeah.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spin, we get a big fat fucking piece of.
It's infuriating.
It's infuriating.
I know. It's just not a great time that we've just bent over to corporate interests and people are getting sick of it.
We should be able to I know this is a big fucking storm, but we should be able to handle it better.
Well, right. And there's got to be better ways than giant pits of pig shit and giant pits coal ash.
And the problem is,
how about solar?
All
that sunshine. Oh my God, spilling over in North Carolina right now.
We just had a wind spill. They're killing all the bald eagles.
All the birds.
All the birds.
It's like a bird holocaust.
Let's pretend, Chitler, you give a flying fuck about birds. You and your mushroom dick.
He's got to respond in some way.
Yes.
Come on. There's no way that he's not going to respond in some way. It's going to drive him crazy.
This is my brother's favorite story, this mushroom dick thing, because I keep getting pictures of Toad from Mario Kart. From Jason. Thank you. Thank you for all the pictures of Toad. Oh God.
Another kick in the gut to Trump. Bob Woodward's book within the first week of release has become a million seller.
Damn.
More than 1.1 million copies less than a week after publication. The fastest selling hardcover books in memory.
How about that conversation you had with Bob Woodward where he was like, I guess it's gonna be a negative book then?
That's great. Yeah. He turns, right? Well, you know, okay.
It's going to get bad, Shitler.
It's not going to be accurate. Remember when he said that? It's not going to be accurate. And he's like, oh, no, Mr. President. It's okay. Yeah, whatever.
I'm Bob Woodward. Whatever. I blew the doors off fucking Watergate, motherfucker.
I'm the best president that's ever been president of anything.
This Trump doesn't know anything. I mean, really. He doesn't know shit. He sits around fucking with no condom, watching Shark Week, and he's going to tell Bob Woodward what's what. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know if he's doing any fucking anymore.
Yeah.
It might be kind of tough to pull off, but who knows what stories we'll hear.
I don't know.
I don't want to hear him.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I want to hear all the shit.
Who he's fucking?
I want to hear it all.
Blah. The Kavanaugh hearing, we talked about that. They're still waiting. I did have a story about that friend. Well, let's do it anyway. Even though he said he's not going to testify, this Mark Judge guy, they got a hold of their yearbooks from this fancy-ass prep school that they went to.
Right. All these privileged white people.
And Georgetown Prep, 1983.
Oh, shit.
The Washington Post, it's noted that next to a photo of the high school version of Mark Judge on his page.
Right.
He had a quote from Noel Coward.
No, the playwright?
Certain women should be struck regularly, like gongs.
Is that from a line from an old Coward play?
I don't know. I think we
like
need to
gongs?
Vet. I think we need to vet that, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, Noel Coward might have been a piece of shit.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wow.
It pops up. Well, yeah, he was 1920.
Right.
Horrible.
Like gongs?
Well,
that means you hang them up and hit them with a mallet.
That means you got to strike them.
Oh, God damn.
Private Lives, Elliot.
Oh. Damn, I know that play.
Whose yacht is it? The Duke of Westminster's, I expect. It always is. I wish I were on it. I wish you were, too. There's no need to be nasty. Yes, there is every need. I've never in my life felt a greater urge to be nasty. Okay.
Well,
and then he says, I met her on a house party. Oh, this is when I met her in a house party in Norfolk. Very flat Norfolk. There's no need to be unpleasant. Yes. That was no reflection on her, unless, of course, she made it flatter.
Ooh.
Certain women should be struck regularly like gongs.
Wow. Damn. Was that the bad guy in the play saying that?
I don't remember. I read Private Lives, but it's been.
I don't remember it either.
You know. Back
I didn't know Coward play.
Back it when was, Kavanaugh was raping.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't one of those parlor comedies, because most of his are like comedies. It was the one about poor people. I don't remember the name of it.
The
Who gives a fuck?
So, yeah, on his page. And then they've got all these, like, these crazy societies they belong to and all these secret codes. Apparently they could write their own shit, you know, of what's on their page. The first stuff appears to be like regular shit. Varsity football 4.
Okay.
Varsity baseball 3, JV tennis 2, indoor soccer 3, blah, 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 blah.
Rape 101.
Then it gets weird. Like, he's a member of the 100 Kegs or Bust.
Okay.
Which we found out from someone
drinking,
who
right?
was in the know that, yeah, you've successfully drank 100 kegs in your high school.
You know, these guys, they have all these clubs and these languages and all this bullshit. They're boring. Boring fucking zeros.
So there's some weird shit. And then Brett Kavanaugh has some weird shit too. Something about boinking. And then there's a like five F's, and the five F's are fuck them, flip them. Right. You know, I mean, it's
what?
It's just all honestly, creepy, creepy shit.
A load, right? He's a fucking load.
Yeah, apparently.
Can we not have any more of these creepy dudes and all these societies, these weird prep schools being our government? Can we have people that are normal?
Well, and lying about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the problem now is I don't know how they can say, well, that was, you know, 36 years ago, and he was a drunken teenager, just a spunky little lad.
But we know what's crazy is we know Kavanaugh is lying about
that's
certain
the
shit.
Point. And
he has no credibility.
Right. And if he told Orrin Hatch, or whichever senator, I think it was Orrin Hatch, that he wasn't even at that party. What do you mean you weren't even? You remember that party? You were drunk, allegedly, 100 keg party. You were, Kavanaugh was a member of the 100 kegs.
Yeah, yeah.
Bust also.
But you're right. That's an interesting thing. He remembers not, he remembers.
I specifically remember not being at that party.
But he remembered the party happened without him. See, that's why I was listening to Matt Hours, and they were talking about how the FBI has to investigate this shit. Because what's the fucking, what are they supposed to, how do they question? How do they question him about this in a hearing if nobody looks into it and does any investigation?
I guess the Republicans are trying to keep the witnesses low, too. I think the Democrats were pitching a fit over the fact that they were like, well, you know, we don't need, we're just going to have the two. We don't need any other witnesses. And they're like, no. Because it's all hearsay, but it also shows that it's not strictly political, that people, friends of hers said, you know, 10 years ago, she told us that she was sexually assaulted by some guy who's now a federal judge. Didn't name him in their therapy sessions.
She's
named
credible.
Him. Yeah.
She's credible.
Years ago.
My God. You listen to those Anita Hill hearings and you're like, can we do better than we did back then? Can we do better, please? Can right. we? I mean, that guy was a harasser and he said some, Clarence Thomas said some fucked up shit to her. This guy's an alleged rapist. 17 years old. Oh, you're an adult. You know better. You know better. Of course. God, this guy's secret language and his stupid fucking clubs. Shove it up your ass, dickhead.
Yeah, it's all very, very strange.
It's douchey.
These rich people in their clubs. I don't.
You know, rich people, a lot of times you're bizarre and you're weird and you're out of touch. Most people don't act like you. You're fucked up.
Yeah, how about go help society? There's a club. There's something for you to do.
Helping society is not pinning a woman down, face down on a bed with your hand over her fucking mouth, trying to rip off her clothes and a swimsuit she has on while your friend sits there and watches. Why wasn't his friend pulling this drunk dickhead off of that woman?
Well, he jumped on top of them, allegedly, and that's what allowed her to. Like, he stumbled in and was like, wah! Like, you know. And jumped on top of them, which allowed her to wriggle out and run.
Yeah.
Is her story. And this other guy's like, I don't remember that shit.
Yeah.
Right. But then Brett Kavanaugh is like, I would never do anything like that. And we'll see.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah, her. That one tweet had something to do with like stop with the infantilizing these rich white guys,
17 years old,
and he said Trump is like, you know, he was young and stupid and stuff like that. Well, this guy points out, what about the Central Park Five?
Yeah.
They were less than 17.
And he wanted to kill
him. He wanted them killed. Even after they were found to be innocent. And another guy confessed and they had DNA evidence that exonerated them. Trump still won't relent on that. He still to this day will not say that the Central Park Five should, he thinks they should still be in jail. He thinks they're guilty.
So,
he thinks it was politically correct.
Right.
That's what got him off.
No, his evidence, dumbass. What I don't understand, so some people are saying, well, it was a long time ago, he was a kid, but Kavanaugh's saying he wasn't even there.
I was a kid.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's
I was a drunken kid in high school at times, in college. I didn't rape anybody.
Of course not.
I didn't try to rape anybody.
A fucking course not. But they're saying, if he's saying he's not there, but they're saying he's a kid and he shouldn't be held accountable for what he did years ago, why aren't they saying, well, he wasn't there and he didn't do it?
Right.
Why aren't they supporting his bullshit story? And why are we even considering this garbage person to be a SCOTUS? It's crazy. Oh, I hate where we are right now.
There's a story at the HuffPo. It says supporters are now, it's radio silence.
God.
There's even been radio silence from the liberal feminist lawyer who introduced Kavanaugh at his hearing. When he was nominated, there was a rush of people willing to say what a nice guy he was.
Yeah.
But now it's cricket, cricket, right. Cricket, cricket.
Good. I mean, listen, if this guy isn't confirmed, are you going to be shocked?
No.
Yeah.
No. I think... on some level, even maybe Mitch the Bitch is liking this because this he told Trump, don't.
Yeah.
That's the one guy he told Trump not to put up because it would be the hardest to pass.
Right.
And that's before. That's just with the regular shit.
Hashtag thank Christine if he doesn't get confirmed.
Yeah.
Because nothing anyone else did fucking made a difference. She made a difference.
And I mean, these Republicans can shoot themselves in their tiny little mushrooms.
Yes.
Because
weird scene
by treating this woman 1/1000th of nastily as they did Anita Hill. They've got to be really nice to her.
They're not going to be.
Who knows? I mean,
I already
aside from Orrin Hatch, who, you know, one could argue maybe a little enfeebled. What was that story we heard yesterday about the SCOTUS clerk?
SCOTUS.
A guy who clerked for, at the time, there were like four octogenarians on the court and that a couple of them weren't all there. And they used to go back and this guy said, this law clerk said, the clerks would get together and they would look at the judge's previous decisions and try to guess at what their new position would be and write the new position.
Yeah, that's crazy. Our government isn't working when you hear shit like that. That's not what anybody envisioned.
Why is that person still there?
Because we have these stupid fucking laws that suck every old white guy's dick.
You know, there's no other... was this Hayes? I forget who was talking about it. You know, one of the libs on MSNBC. But we're like the only real democracy that has judges till you die.
I don't know why we have that.
Somebody said there was an idea.
No fucking sense.
18-year terms and alternating, spread them out so that every president in every 4-year term gets to name two judges.
Right.
Or, you know, one judge or something like that. So it's like they're spaced out. So that regardless of, it's less, you know, it's of course it's still going to be partisan.
Our system relies on a guy being president who has some sort of altruism, who's like, I want to appoint the best guy
somebody
for the job.
Somewhere that has some altruism. With Nixon, it was Republicans in the House that finally that a couple of them finally got some scruples.
Well, it's not going to be them for sure.
Well,
it's going to be the House when November happens and the vote blue, yeah. The blue wave happens. It won't be Republicans. They are fucking, they have so much blame to carry in all this bullshit. They absconded. They don't have any, they're not taking any responsibility for this shit. They're letting Trump skull fuck this country. They don't give a fuck.
Got their tax breaks.
Oh, yeah. Who they gives
get
a
to,
shit?
They get to tell all their rich donors.
What is it worth? But what are the tax breaks worth? What is it worth?
They get to tell their rich donors that they did it, and they get to stay in their job, and they meet, and they get to...
don't mess with Texas.
They get to get consulting jobs but for dude, seven figures when they're done.
Everybody's covered in, like... pig shit with phosphorus, nitrogen, and all.
Not them.
It's everywhere. But at some point, isn't there something? Doesn't it fuck with? Doesn't it shit? Doesn't it shit in a little bit of their cornflakes? Doesn't it? Come
not
on.
Right now, I mean, eventually, but they don't give a shit about the future generations.
We, in a very figurative sense, we have to figure out how to shit in their cornflakes, figuratively.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
Join us on Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hello. Hello. Wake the fuck up. You got a bunch of people that pray to you and a bunch of bullshit evangelicals. They pray their fucking faces off, but they're covered in shit.
Doing a bang up job.
Yeah. Nice work. Why couldn't you done something about those shit lagoons? You suck.
Do you want, is it Trump's America?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Ready
yeah.
for some racism?
Oh, yes.
Why not? This is, pick a state.
Mississippi.
Let's call
Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Arkansas, Oklahoma.
All equally
North Carolina.
Viable choices.
Fucking Arizona.
This one is Texas.
How did I not rattle off Texas?
We got a superintendent from a Texas school district.
Super.
School district superintendent in charge of educating the Texas Ute.
All right. We're not going to spend the next 10 minutes yelling. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
He apologized.
Uh-oh, God.
This week.
What's wrong with him?
After he realized that he had publicly posted a racist message on Facebook.
Nah. You fucking idiot. What?
Yes.
Never mind. Go on with the story. I'm, you know, whatever.
This is from the Houston Chronicle.
Fuck you.
Cron.com.
Right.
On Alaska is the town, ISD, Independent School District.
Okay.
Superintendent.
On Alaska?
On Alaska. O-N and then Alaska.
Oh, on Alaska, baby.
Apologizes for posting, quote, "You can't count on a black quarterback."
What does that mean? Ryan's I've never heard palming. That. Is that supposed to be funny or something?
On Alaska, ISD Superintendent Lynn Redden.
Hey, I'm a dickhead.
Said, "I wish I never posted that comment."
But you did. And why? Did he type that or was that a meme?
On the cron.com Facebook page. So it's this newspaper's Facebook page. He was apparently, he thought he was responding to a private message from a friend. And he was typing in the comment section on a different story.
And he's the mayor? No, wait, he's the school superintendent?
Instead, he posted the comment on a Facebook post promoting a cron.com story about the Texas Texans' recent loss. In the post, he referenced the last play of the game in which quarterback Deshaun Watson held the ball as the final seconds ticked off the clock. Quote, "That may have been the most inept quarterback decision I've seen in the NFL. When you need precision decision making, you can't count on a black quarterback."
And I'm supposed to think that this racist piece of trash, his racism doesn't affect decisions he makes as a school superintendent? And he thought, who, my, hey, dickhead, who the fuck were you fucking messaging? Whatever their fucking race. I want to know the racist guy he thought he was messaging. I want to know. Fuck it. Don't you want to know? What if it's one of his buddies at the school board or some shit like that?
He says that hello, Mr. President. He says that.
Is it Trump?
He deleted the post when he realized that it was a public post. I totally regret it, he says.
Who cares what you regret, you fuckface? You feel that way.
But by then, people had already screenshotted that shit.
He feels that way. He thought about his message enough. He was going to send to some other dickhead, piece of shit, redneck. You can't count on a black quarterback.
Strap in.
Oh, okay.
He tells Cron.com that he's not faced any repercussions from the post.
That's sad.
But he understands how people may interpret the post as racist.
I want the guy fired. If I live in that school district, my kid goes to that fucking school. But get the fuck out of here, motherfucker.
How can one not interpret when you need precision decision making? You can't count on a black quarterback. It's a little unambiguous. Yes,
and I don't want that racist piece of shit influencing young minds. He has no business. Hey, dickhead, you have no business being on a school superintendent.
But Brian, he's just using science.
Oh, yes.
He says that he was referencing the statistical success of black NFL quarterbacks.
Ah!
See? I'm just talking about looking how shitty they are when they need to think.
Oh, yes, yes. You're a genius.
Good
what
Christ.
What the fuck? What study would that be? What study? And by the way, I don't know. You fucking piece of shit. God, I don't know what to say. Whatever. Hey, whatever school district this guy's in charge of, don't you want for better for your kids in this piece of garbage?
2017 study by the University of Colorado found that unconscious racial bias still influences views of quarterbacks, with black quarterbacks seen, quote, as talented and strong, but their white counterparts are seen as smart and hardworking.
But this is conscious. He's aware. He said it.
Oh, this asshole. Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
And he's voicing it. See, what's shitty about that, this guy who is in a position of power voices this racist shit. And he gives all these other idiots out there. He's like, oh, yeah, he feels the school superintendent who's educated feels the way
I
feel.
Some kid's like, you can't be quarterback. You're black.
It's heartbreaking.
Right.
That's insane.
We need somebody who's smart and hardworking.
Are you not? Hey, is this guy not in touch with the Black Lives Matter movement?
No, he probably thinks they're a terrorist.
What does he think about taking knee? I bet he hates it. Fuck this dinosaur.
He's got about 1,020 children that attend the Onalaska ISD.
Oh, I feel bad for those kids.
He says he hopes none of the students saw his post. I wish it had never been posted, he says.
I hope they see it.
And that's
what
we got on him so far.
I hope they see it. They need to know that the guy...
A lot of people are seeing it now.
Yeah, the guy in charge of their school is a racist piece of shit, and you can't be like that guy. That's the one favor he could do for these kids. It's the one thing he could do.
He says, over the history of the NFL, they have had limited success.
They. Yeah, be an example of your students. Quit your job, apologize for your statement, and go back into the woods, you racist fucknut.
If they are perceived as being just like dumb but fast, they're going to be checked. They're going to be tested. They're going to be allowed to perform as quarterback? No.
Right. Because if
they're
a bunch
not even
of
gonna be, right.
dickhead coaches see a black player that just, their mind doesn't even consider them as quarterback, and they're never going to be quarterback. That's why Black Lives Matter, you fuck.
Here at the Houston Chronicle, it says,
God damn this guy.
30 years ago, Washington Redskins quarterback Doug Williams led the team to victory in Super Bowl 22.
Washington
the first
Redskins.
Black quarterback to play in the Super Bowl.
By the way, Redskins, just so we're clear, that name isn't about race or color, skin color. It's not about that at all. It's just the name Redskins.
Seattle
okay?
Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson became the second black quarterback to lead his team to a Super Bowl win in 2013.
Well, why do you think in our racist dick fucks?
How good Michael Vick is.
Yes.
He had some trubs.
Fucking tortured dogs, you know. But the thing is, it's like, I lost my train of thought. Yeah. It's just like, we're just so racist in this society. Yes. Why do you think? What do you think? You look at our Senate. There's not as many black people as there are white people.
Well, and this is in our house. The superintendent of schools for over 1,000 kids, who apparently believes that because they are black, yes, they are not capable of being as good a quarterback as the white Buana.
It's criminal. It's insane. And look at our president.
Well, look at the numbers. So as an educator, he's not thinking, wow, maybe there's been some racial bias in this country, and that's right, why black kids aren't even allowed the opportunity to be quarterbacks or to, yes, try out for quarterback.
Look at our White House. We got a racist fuck nut in charge.
He doesn't think that, though.
There's not, and you saw that picture
this
of the
educator.
Interns.
This educator doesn't think that.
Our government needs to, and our, we need to look like our communities. Why aren't there, you know what I mean? Why aren't there more black quarterbacks? It's because this, right, dickhead, what science this guy's saying? I'm citing a study. Oh, fuck you. You're an idiot. You would know a study if it fucked you in the ass. Is read down to the part where it says he's resigning.
I just read the end of the story. There's no repercussions as of yet, but it's just, you know, it's just breaking today now that it's out on cron.com and Ross Story reposted it.
Imagine if you're
so now he'll be getting some shit.
He should be fired.
I would hope
he should be fired. I wouldn't want my kid seeing a superintendent and perceiving that that's an okay thing to say.
Business being an educator. Yeah.
No business.
I said, if you can't suss out why there is a dearth of successful black quarterbacks, let's take a think about it.
And what if, I mean, imagine you're a black student in that school district. Do you think that guy keeps his job? What confidence they have in that education system there? Like, why buy into it? You know, this guy doesn't see them as equals.
It is Texas, so there's going to be a bunch of families that are happy with his observations.
Jesus Christ!
They don't want to believe in evolution, but they believe that black quarterbacks are inferior to white.
That, I tell you,
that's what he just said. He just fucking said that black quarterbacks are inferior to whites. Well, I just said that because that's what the statistics show.
And you know what? That school board, the other people on that school board that work under this guy, they need to step up to the motherfucking plate and demand his resignation.
Teachers
or fuck off yourself.
Students should be walking out.
Absolutely.
For their black brethren.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, our society, we don't have to tolerate this bullshit. There are more people than this guy is outnumbered by people that aren't racist. You know?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's Texas. I'm right, right? I mean, there's more of us than there are of these bastards. Drive this guy back into the
overall
fucking woods.
Yeah, I can't speak for Unalaska, but overall, there are a lot more of us than they.
By the way, thank you to Space Force Kate by tweet.
Space Force.
The Yeti contemplates his pubes. # Yeti pubes. Yeti's sitting here. Yetis don't exist.
Oh,
that's
and
not real.
That's the word. Boofin. Thank you, Maud Gone, also right on the Twitter. That was what was on Brett Kavanaugh's, like the boofin. Are we boofin? Which
boofing
means anal.
Right? You're blowing drugs into someone's ass. That's what that means, right?
No, but fucking boofing is where I believe that comes from.
Okay. Well,
I guess we'd have to check Urban Dictionary.
I'll agree to disagree.
I don't know where.
I'm just kidding. How do you spell that?
What parties you're going to.
How do you spell that?
I don't know. B-O-O-F-I-N, maybe?
Why is my...
The, let's play this. This is over at Raw Story. Originally from Alternet.
Oh, boofing ketamine.
Five of the most humiliating moments in Ted Cruz's Senate campaign.
Okay, one second, real quick before you get into this. I'm just so we're clear, we're on the same page. The act boofing, the act of inserting drugs into the anus for a longer trip. Most often occurs at Disco Biscuits shows by spun out kids on ketamine. I don't know what the Disco Biscuits mean.
I don't know.
But that's anal drugs, just so we're all clear. Okay.
And butt fucking.
Right. I'm sure Ted Cruz loves it.
I'm boofing.
We already talked about how he went after O'Rourke for having once played in a punk band.
Oh, God.
In the 90s, Beto O'Rourke played bass in a Texas-based punk band called Foss, F-O-S-S.
Okay. That's cool.
The
fuck is wrong with that?
It was like the Texas GOP put out a, you know, is this what you want? As you know, your senator or something.
Music, in punk music, there's political messages in that shit.
And he looks cool. With the band picture, everybody's like, yes, he's cool. He was cool in the 90s. All right, go Beto.
Here's how I feel about Beto O'Rourke. If I lived in Texas, stop campaigning. I saw that speech you made about Black Lives Matter. I'm voting on you. I'm voting for you.
There was another
not
speech
for Ted Cruz.
There was another speech he made about, he was in a church speaking to people about the police shooting.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Right.
I want him to run for president sometime.
Why is he out running?
He's
because
awesome.
I would think if you're running against Ted Cruz, don't you just let Ted Cruz do his thing and he weirds everybody out? Nobody's voting for that fuck.
Yeah, but Republicans in Texas, you gotta talk to people.
Oh God. What was that shit you were playing me offline? That fucking shit, that song.
Well, that's what we're coming to.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
What's her name? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, running in New York.
Yeah, baby.
Retweeted what the Republicans going after Beto for being in a band. She said, why is the GOP so corny? You confront a band and run for office. You can pierce your nose, be a bartender, a teacher, a stay-at-home parent. Wear a dress or rip your jeans. None of this disqualifies you from advancing the fight for health care, education, housing, and justice.
Because they're racist fucking simpletons.
But it's really so pathetic when you see what they're doing in Texas. Ted Cruz, I don't know if we have this here. When he went after Beto for swearing.
Oh, my God.
They put together a highlight reel of times that Beto said a poo-poo word out in public. And
my
they're
God.
Like, is this what you want? What kind of family values your days?
Take your family. Hey, I'm hearing all about your family values. This guy's the superintendent. He's like, oh, black people suck at football or whatever the fuck he said.
But even in Texas, they were laughed out of.
Yeah.
I think he's going to win.
I hope.
I think Beto is going to win.
Wait. Who's the guy? Andrew Gillum is the one with
here
the real
in Florida,
lead, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's important.
Also, good news. Scott Walker is down finally by one in the polls in Wisconsin.
That's
the Democrat.
It?
Good time.
Scott Walker?
Yeah.
He's in the middle of fucking Madison, Wisconsin.
Have you been to the outside of Madison, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Well,
right. There you go.
Guys, take the cheese out of your assholes and do the right thing. Don't vote for Scott Walker. Nobody likes
Baraboo.
Him.
I lived in Baraboo. It was liberal little enclave.
Wasn't he somebody they tried to impeach him in a special election? Like, he fucking sucked fucking bad.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get rid of him.
No.
Why?
Coke money. Coke brother money.
Is he still supported on this Coke brother money?
The Coke brothers are getting a little disenchanted with the whole system. I think they're a little upset with what they created.
Yeah, well, listen to Coke
Trump.
Brothers. Yes.
They're not happy with what their Kuntenstein monster.
Well, let me tell you something, you fucking rich Coke brother types. If you continue to sprinkle shit all over everybody every time fuck you. When are we going to have the pitchforks and torches? We got people covered in shit because regulation. Nobody gives a fuck about these regulations. Now everybody's covered in shit. What's the breaking point?
Ted Cruz apparently claimed that Beto O'Rourke will outlaw barbecue in Texas.
he said that? You piece of shit. Nobody's coming for your guns either, fucknut.
For some reason, this is with the, you know, when he's like tofu and
you know, hair gel and silicone is going to come to Texas if you elect Beto. This is in that vein where they say...
Don't you want hair gel, fuckface?
Only on my Yeti pubes.
Ted Cruz uses hair gel. Look at his face. I don't know.
That might be just his own natural...
Oh, his natural shitty personality is keeping his hair in that one. His what?
Unctuousness.
You're unctuous to the point that you don't need hair gel. Fuck you. Fuck these Republicans.
Ted Cruz, is trying to link O'Rourke with veganism as if that's a bad thing.
Look at these! Look at them! Some pig shit!
It is the 1940s. I mean, they're like, you know, look at this rock music these kids are listening to. This is where these people are. And fortunately, it's not working. It's just everybody's fucking laughing at them. This is how out of touch the Republican Party is. The 20th century, let alone the 21st century.
I mean, I like this Beto guy a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the people of Texas deserve to have this dude. Well, I don't know if they all do. I mean, I'm sure there's some shit in there. You know what I mean? They need this guy. Florida needs this Gillum guy. And Georgia needs that Stacey Abrams. You know?
After members of PETA demonstrated outside of a Cruz event on September 15th, a few days ago, Cruz claimed they were representatives of O'Rourke's campaign.
Yes.
And said, if Texas elects a Democrat, they're going to ban barbecue across the state of Texas.
Oh, God, Ted, please suck a dick.
On Twitter, Cruz posted, if Beto wins, BBQ will be illegal.
Fuck you. Are people that dumb? Oh, you raised your eyebrows. They are that dumb.
George Bush was the governor, and then our president.
Nobody's taking your barbecue. Nobody's taking your guns away, and nobody's taking your stupid fucking Jesus.
Rick Perry.
Oh God.
Two or three times was their governor.
He wanted to secede, right? To start his own little fucking country.
Well, he mentioned it.
Yeah, it's still nuts.
Ted Cruz. Ironically, and it's not working. Has tried to attack Beto for using his Latino nickname. He's not Mexican. He's not Latino. But he grew up with...
His name is Beto.
And he speaks fluent Spanish.
Okay.
This is a guy whose nickname is... He loves the Hispanic community, adopted a Hispanic nickname. Ted Cruz runs away from Rafael.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I forgot about that. Well, didn't his dad try to kill Kennedy or something like that?
Well, I would too, I guess. Yeah, run away from it.
Yeah. But he didn't, though, right? That's bullshit from Trump, right? Rafael Cruz did not kill Kennedy.
And he's Canadian.
Okay. Ted Cruz is Canadian.
Cruz, here we go. This is also ridiculed.
Yes.
An attack ad.
Ooh.
Shortly after O'Rourke won the Democratic nomination,
yes,
for the Senate in Tejas, somebody put out this ridiculous attack ad sung to the tune of the country band Alabama. Do you remember them?
Oh, sure. Play me some mountain
music. There you
go.
We did. All
you sing that. I that's the only song I know, I think, of them.
If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band was also their song. They were here sung to the tune.
Yes.
Of If You Want to Play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
Oh, that's a song.
It is the song that they stole, and they rewrote the words for this ridiculous Ted Cruz ad again.
Is Alabama the group going to sue him?
Soundly mocked.
Yeah.
I wonder if they can.
Into it. If you're gonna run in Texas, you can't be a liberal man. Cause liberal thought is not the spirit of a Lone Star Man.
You can't be a liberal man. Cause liberal thought ain't the spirit of a Lone Star Man.
Why do these people want to be so incredibly douchey? And there's nothing cool about this. You look like assholes. You're spoofing a song from the band Alabama?
In their defense, when I think of of macho masculinity, Ted Cruz is the first person that pops up into my mind. I can't
He's
even
got a Yeti dick.
Say it without laughing.
What kind of dick does Ted Cruz has?
Little doughy.
From Mario Kart. Yoshi.
Because liberal thought is not the spirit of a Lone Star Man. I remember reading stories liberal Robert wanted to fit in.
Are we sure this is not like Stephen Colbert doing a
No,
spoof?
This is Stephen Colbert making fun of it. I'm just taking the clip
this
from
is
the
a
Stephen
real,
Colbert
somebody
show.
Made the song.
No, this is seriously. It real. Says it says Cruz for Senate campaign. This is an, a radio ad that they released.
God, this is sad,
statewide
dude.
In Texas.
How sad. A bunch of douchebags.
So the next lines are, I remember reading stories, liberal Robert wanted to fit in,
yes.
So he changed his name to Beto and hit it with a grin. Whoa, this is they're quite the wordsmiths there.
Because liberal thought is not the spirit of a Lone Star Man. I remember reading stories, liberal Robert wanted to fit in, so he changed his name to Beto and hit it with a grin.
God. God.
He wants those open borders.
Suck.
He wants those open borders,
oh,
which
yes.
is not true. Find me one Democrat that wants anything resembling open borders.
Suck my dick.
We just say, we don't need a fucking wall that we don't need.
I don't want to marry another man.
And he wants to take our guns.
There you go.
Oh, my fucking God.
Beto wants open borders and wants to take our guns.
Citations. Citations.
Oh, he said, you'll like this. Beto O'Rourke said a few days ago he doesn't think the public should own AR-15s. They should be banned and taken away.
Of course.
Ted Cruz is running with it in Texas.
Of course. That the only reason we have that gun exists for mass shootings. That gun exists for murder.
Beto says there's a talk to the police.
No reason.
The police would prefer that AR-15s not be in the hands. Of the public.
Ask Steve Scalise. He got shot with one. He'll agree, right?
Oh, totally.
Oh, my God. Fucking Republicans.
To take our guns. Not a chance on earth you'll get a vote from millions of Texans.
Not a chance that he'll get a vote from millions of Texans. Rhymes appropriately with guns.
Damn. How much money was spent producing this garbage... motherfucking aria.
They took a karaoke version of if you want to stay in.
Bang ding, yeah. Ding 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 ding. I'm dumb as fuck. Bang 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 bang. It's depressing. It's just depressing. This is our political dialogue. The Republicans don't have anything serious they want to talk about for your constituents. How do any of these issues they're singing about help their people?
Well, right.
I'm going to give you more AR-15s.
You get to keep your AR-15s and your barbecue.
Let's say I'm in North
Carolina. Nobody's going to make you eat tofu and suck dick.
Listen, what if a big super storm hits Texas and all these hog farms overflow and there's shit everywhere? What are you going to do with an AR-15? Shove it up your ass?
Yeah.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
That's my part.
So we're all
Yeah. This is the real, so that's a, I don't know, do you like, Alabama's good, right?
They were okay, they were fun.
Oh God, it's just like, that song,
that
man.
Anymore.
That song is just like, dang the dang, 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 dang.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. Whatever.
It's classic. Classic country.
I know.
And the fifth thing here at the in the story of the humiliating moments in Ted Cruz's Senate campaign.
Fuck you.
Is that he is now begging for Donald Trump to come and rally for him.
Oh God, Ted, you know,
debasing himself so much.
Yes.
The man who called his wife ugly. Basically.
He called Heidi ugly, dude.
Basically.
Dude, well, you know. Yeah,
and
your
but
dad?
Accused his dad of trying to kill Kennedy.
Ted, he called you a pussy. He was repeating what someone said at a rally, but he did say Ted Cruz is a pussy. And now you're begging this guy for his endorsement, a fascist, a Nazi. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? What is? What are you, Ted? God damn!
So craven, dumb so songs. Spineless, so pathetic.
I can't even imagine the person that supports Ted Cruz. I can't even begin to imagine. It is the lowest.
Yeah,
it's the lowest. Racist.
She just said a terrible thing.
Oh yeah.
You know what she said? Shout it out, because I don't want to. Okay, you're not allowed to say, and I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said he's a pussy. That's terrible. Terrible.
Fuck you, Trump, you asshole.
That is funny.
You were entertaining before totally went senile.
Right. Ted Cruz wants his endorsement? I mean, how are we supposed to believe that? It doesn't matter. Your constituents are dumb as fuck, so it doesn't matter.
Cruz doesn't like what he's seeing in recent polls, showing O'Rourke trailing him by only 1% in one poll. He's responded by begging President Trump to campaign for him in Texas, which is absolutely pathetic in light of how nasty things became when Cruz and Trump were campaigning.
Do you remember when Ted Cruz had to work the phone bank for Schindler?
That was the picture I used for the blog post. I think.
Oh, yeah.
All humiliated. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Please quiet.
What's wrong with you, Ted? He called your wife ugly.
He repeatedly called Cruz lying Ted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Insulting lying Cruz's Ted. Wife in the process, and Trump pandering to the Christian right even told a crowd in Iowa that evangelicals couldn't trust Cruz because of his Cuban heritage.
Oh, my God. Republicans, seriously, seriously, look at you. Look at yourself.
Yeah, look what you've become.
You're vile. You're dumb as shit. You got this Ted Cruz, he's coming for your guns. You're a joke. You're a caricature. Shame on you.
He's coming for your guns.
Fucking idiots.
They really are cartoon characters of themselves, because it's like, they're coming for my guns. They're coming for, they're going to turn me homosexual.
I mean, they're making people, I don't know. It's voter suppression is the thing you got to look out for in Texas, though, right?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And you don't want to get sprayed with shit. God.
Unless you're, you know, at a German Scheisen party.
Unless you signed up for it. What the fuck?
Mom, is it true you did German Scheisen porn when you were a kid?
Dude, just for a second. This guy is running for Senate, Ted Cruz, in Texas.
Sure.
This isn't some...
Again.
This isn't some backwoods, weird fucking state race. Well, it is, but you know what I mean? Like, you know how...
Right.
You know how you see, like, crazy campaign ads and weird little hamlets and shit like that? Oh, God. Another Republican. Oh, you loser. You're a loser too, Jeb. Jeb, you're a loser.
He's governor here, fortunately. We were here. We got the Rick Scott years.
He's coming for your guns.
Yeah.
That's a Senate. They're campaigning for Senate. Chilling. Disgusting. You're amoral.
The
GOP racist loads.
Donnie Deutsch on television is betting, pulled out about wad of bills to bet that Brett Kavanaugh will not be confirmed.
I hope you're right. Who's Donnie Deutsch?
He's a pundit. He's a finance guy, known for, right?
A finance guy is pulling out a wad of cash and making a bet.
Ad executive Donnie Deutsch pulled out a wad of bills in an attempt to wager that Judge Brett Kavanaugh would not be confirmed.
God damn.
On Nicole Wallace's show.
Chances in 10 that Kavanaugh is confirmed. 10 being the most likely, 1 being the least likely. Your thoughts?
What are your thoughts?
What do you think? In 10, 10 being the most likely.
You got to wait for me to start to answer and then keep asking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you want to do Chris Matthews.
What's your prediction? Come on.
That he won't be confirmed?
Yeah. 10 being the most likely is confirmed.
Metaphysical certitude.
Yes. One
like John McLaughlin, the late John McLaughlin.
It ain't gonna happen. 10, it's gonna fucking happen. What's your prediction? Don't pick one in the middle. Or pick whatever you want.
I think a 3.
He's toast.
I think it's looking more likely that he may not do it.
Right.
That I don't know if they're going to want this battle and to hook their wagons to Rapey McRapester.
Right. But they voted for Trump.
Again, they need to decide.
And Roy Moore. It's very confusing.
Right. But there's a long list of assholes they can put up that they could confirm that hasn't raped somebody.
Well, was there no one in Texas that could have ran instead of Rapey McRapefuck, Roy Moore?
They've even got a couple of Alabama, you mean?
What did I
Roy
say?
Roy Moore? You said Texas?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Texas. What was I thinking? I got you
mixed
up. I
don't know who's getting the insult there. That's a toss up.
But no one cares.
Host Nicole Wallace asked former RNC chief Michael Steele if he was ready to make a prediction. Oh, heck no, he said. That's when Donnie Deutsch whipped out the money. He said, Michael, I have a lot of cash here. Kavanaugh will not get this nomination. Murkowski and Collins cannot be the swing votes that puts a man on the bench that will have Roe versus Wade in his hands. And then in addition to
but they're Republicans,
the Rapey McRape stuff,
but they're Republicans and they have the ability to compartmentalize this shit and justify it.
Another part where this woman is a hero is that this is giving the red state Democrats a reason to not vote for him without completely pummeled.
Right.
Maybe without it being an issue in the election.
Because is it Susan Collins that if she votes to confirm this dickhead
1. Something million from so far raised,
Florida kids, right?
He helped. Somebody else started it, but he kind of helped popularize
it. Good for those kids, man. What the fuck?
They're raising money for the opponent of Susan Collins should she vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh.
Dude, do you remember hearing those kids speak, all those kids from Parkland, and now you're listening to this Ted Cruz campaign song?
We're running Texas.
It's so dumb.
Be a liberal, man.
I mean, I know they're craving GOP fucknuts, but dude, it's so dumb. It hurts. It hurts to listen. It's so stupid.
Strap in.
Oh, fuck.
This, I don't know. Do we have time for this now? Damn it. It's only 2 minutes long, but I don't know if we'll get through it. This is batshit, even by their standards.
Okay.
But this is out there. This is a guy we've heard from before here on the show.
Yes.
A few times we've heard him on the Jim and Lori Baker.
So this guy's a crackpot. He's a crackpot.
He's the firefighter prophet. Remember, he used to be a fireman, and then I don't remember. He fell and hit his head and saw Jesus. He's a prophet.
He's a prophet. Okay.
He's the one who's been on and said that Trump is anointed by the Lord.
He's God
to usher us into the apocalypse and all that stuff.
That's not insane.
Crazy. But oh my God, I didn't even realize this. Mark Taylor is his name. The so-called firefighter prophet. He's a radical conspiracy theorist.
Ugh.
Liberty University is making a movie about him.
Oh, come on.
They
make movies.
Here he is on, I'm just gonna let him talk.
Okay.
Here he is on a show called The Sharpening Report.
Oh God. That sounds stupid. The Sharpay Report.
Sharpening.
Ooh, yes.
Like sharpening a knife.
Okay.
Here's Mark Taylor talking about the late Senator John McCain.
Okay.
This is batshit.
When they drop the hammer on these guys, and I believe there will be execution.
This is Q, by the way. This is Q stuff.
He's
talking about being dropped is on Obama, Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, this other brown one, another brown one, every brown person they can think of that worked for Obama.
Is he about to say something real fucked up?
Oh, yeah.
And I believe there will be executions. And we both know that John McCain was executed, under military tribunals.
He believes that John McCain did not die of brain cancer.
Okay.
John McCain was the first. The Trumpian Q state is taking down of the evil deep state. He was taken out and executed, and Hillary and Obama are shitting their drawers knowing that they're next. Listen to this.
Oh, God, people believe that.
Which is another reason why Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh, is they're screaming so loud. They're trying to disguise it that it's abortion that they're worried about. That's not what they're worried about. They want a solid 5-4 vote for the military tribunals, because if you notice the line of questioning for Lindsey Graham, the other day, he said, hey, you know, if someone who's a civilian commits treason, does it fall under civil or military? And he said military. Hmm. And that put a shockwave. That put the fear of God in every one of them. That's why they're fighting this guy so hard. It's not Roe versus Wade yet that they're worried about. It's the military tribunals, because they know it's going to cost them lives. And they're going
to. No, it's not, because I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about with military tribunals.
Is he saying there's going to be like martial law and
the military is going to take over. And the evil activist judges are going to be usurped by military tribunals.
Whoa.
And he says that's what happened to John McCain.
Wow.
That they took him out and shot him for treason.
Well, what do you want? He's a fucking prophet, you know?
You're going to be executed.
Wow. Well, you said, this isn't a question, but I'm just curious, you said that McCain was executed. Obviously, there's a story of going around that he had brain cancer. That wasn't it?
Right. I don't.
There's a story going around that he had brain cancer.
It's not a story going around. It wasn't a rumor. He had brain cancer.
There's a story going around that Superman locked him in a flat, multi-dimensional prison that he sent off. There's just a story. What do you think about that?
That John McCain died of brain cancer.
Oh, God.
A story, by the way.
Man, who is the Sharpening Report? I don't know who this is.
God. That wasn't it?
Right. I don't think that was it, honestly, because then you had what came out the other day. Who was it? Kasich slipped up on an interview and on CNN and said that, you know, he was basically executed. So it was a slip of the tongue. And it's like, you cannot, and I told someone this the other day.
What John Kasich's slip of the tongue, by the way, was he said that Kasich said that they were... When John McCain was put to, he meant to say put to rest. He said put to death, and corrected himself instantly. When John McCain was put to death, put to rest, like that. That was slip of the tongue. Slip of the tongue. John Kasich knows they hauled his ass. They hauled McCain out.
Could not with a goat.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.